A University of Alberta agricultural economist says companies that sell meat are responding positively to the introduction of new meat substitutes. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Disruptive technologies, public perceptions, and implications for pork was among the topics examined last week as part of the 2019 Banff Pork Seminar. Dr. Ellen Goddard, an agricultural economist with the University of Alberta, says the whole plant-based meat, cellular meat, eating insects, eating all sorts of things other than meat is often described in the literature and by people who write about it as a disruptive innovation in the sector.
If the traditional meat sector had done nothing, it might have been completely disruptive. But my estimate is that the traditional meat sector is responding to the desires of the public for more information and for more verification and certification of things like production technologies, environmental footprints, animal welfare implications, the types of technologies that are used in production. And they're providing that information, so I don't see them being disrupted out of existence. What I do see, though, is the traditional meat companies buying up the startup companies, and I think then that you end up with a spectrum of products, from traditional meat products to more innovative meat products to plant-based meat products, for example. And there may be even a halo effect of a traditional company having a plant-based meat product in their lineup. It brings in new consumers that wouldn't otherwise ever buy their products.
Dr. Goddard says people are taking issues like climate change and animal welfare much more seriously these days, so food companies need to respond. She says we don't have to change what we do. We have to explain why we do it and how it's good for the planet and the people. For Farmskip.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.